Welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Hello and welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Natalie Cutler, National Leader of the Retail and Consumer Products Industry Group here at BDO. In today's episode, we're exploring how some big box retailers are proving that investing in employees through wages, training, and culture can drive stronger business outcomes. Joining us today is Cheryl Fields-Tyler, Segment Leader of the People Strategy and Solutions Group here at BDO. Cheryl will help us examine what's fueling this shift and what it means for the future of retail labor. Welcome to the show, Cheryl.
Oh, thank you so much, Natalie. I'm delighted to be here.
Terrific. So Cheryl, tell us, what's behind the growing recognition that the employee experience is now a core business strategy and not just a cost center?
Yeah, it's really an interesting development, isn't it, Natalie? Because, I certainly can remember when there was just this sense that retail was sort of a race to the bottom. Like, how can we get warm bodies in the stores, lowest wages, you know, and just deal with the churn, right? Deal with the churn. And I think really there's two or three things that I think that have happened. I mean, I think one is that, you know, in the economy that we all now live in, it's very hard for retailers to differentiate themselves just on price. I mean, it is very hard. And now that we have the true big box that gets delivered to our, you know, doorstep on demand, you know, price is probably not going to be enough of a differentiator to really distinguish you as a retailer. Number two is, you know, product differentials in most of the big categories are minor now. I mean, you know, and so. Maybe a place like Trader Joe's can, you know, kind of differentiate on a specific product line, but most of the big retailers really are not able to fully differentiate just in terms of their exclusivity of certain products. So then what you come to is, well, what do we do about the kind of consumer experience that we want to have in our retail establishments? And how does that impact our business? And, you know, the data is very clear that improving customer experience improves productivity at the store level, right? It improves it. So, well, but then what's behind that? And one of the adages in my business is who we are on the inside is who we are on the outside. What that really means is how employees feel, are treated, behave with one another, are supported in their culture, the norms, mindsets, and behaviors that are inside our company are very much what we portray to the outside of our company, to our customers. And there's just nowhere where that's more true than retail, because it's such an immediate sort of situation where if somebody walks in a store, it's going to be, you know, really the experience of those people in the store that creates that customer experience. So I think what's behind the growing recognition that that's a core business strategy is that it makes a difference to their bottom line business outcomes. And I think that's exciting, honestly, from a people side of business point of view. I think it's exciting. I also think it's very exciting for the retailers that really make a sustained investment, because it's a sustainable advantage. It's not just this quarter over last quarter. It's a sustainable advantage. If you make those kinds of investments and build a culture of superior customer experience through superior employee experience, that's something that can really sustain you through the inevitable ups and downs of the retail cycle.
Yeah, I absolutely love the fact that you just said that it's sustainable. I mean, it's not a one-shot deal. It's not a one-hit wonder, so to say. And you also mentioned impact earlier. So in your opinion, which employee investments tend to create the fastest? Because we want to get to this euphoria of having our employees happy to provide exceptional client experience. So what employee investments tend to create the fastest impact? Is it higher wages, better training, culture improvements? Which one, or maybe a combination of these?
Yeah, you know, I know it probably sounds a little trite, but it's really all of those things. And I would add a fourth, which is the improvement in store manager and, you know, frontline supervisor capabilities. Again, the thing that I think we've seen in the last, decade, 15 years as retailers try different strategies is that they would try to put the onus on, you know, just kind of like, we're going to raise our wages to, you know, X dollar an hour, and that's going to fix it. Or we're going to, you know, create a training program, and that's going to fix it. And I really don't think that what I think the last decade is showing, and really who's winning in retail right now, are those organizations that are building a sustainable, you know, sort of system around how do you create essentially winning on the people side of business at the front line of retail, right? How do you do that? And it really is wages that are attractive within the market that you're in, training that is not just a once and done onboarding, but that really gives people an opportunity for career advancement and to learn on the job and with the job to really grow their skill sets. And then culture is really the weather that we all live in inside organizations, right? So doing number one and number two without working on culture, which really is where that store manager or supervisor and really the leadership of all at every level of the organization comes in. Because, you know, as I mentioned, we really see that, you know, leaders create the weather for the people, right? So if you have leaders that are turbulent, that don't know how to navigate through challenging times, that inevitably trickles down to your frontline workforce and then trickles out to your customers. So it really is all of those things. You know, in the environment we're in, I mean, you know, we do have a bit of a surplus in talent in our economy right now. So I don't think that companies need to go crazy on wages. It really is understanding what is appropriate within your market. I think the differentiator, however, is the advancement opportunities. It's not just that entry level, you know, frontline floor worker. It's really how can we get beyond the first 6 months, 12 months in a retail job and then be able to advance our careers.
I completely agree with you. I think it's not just about the money. Whereas at some point, you know, many years ago, it was about the money, and retail employees would just come and go, and the investment wasn't there into the employees. Where do you think retailers typically feel the operational benefits of these workforce investments? Is it in productivity? Is it shrink? Is it customer service? Where do they feel it first?
I think they feel it first typically in customer service. I mean, you literally can impact that, you know, within, you know, days, I think, of the right kind of interventions, the right kind of support systems. But of course, customer service that doesn't translate to those bottom line impacts is really not enough. I mean, you want your customers feeling happy, but you also need the productivity and the shrinkage metrics to be moving in the right direction too. So that's where it comes to that holistic approach, I think, Natalie, of training, of development, of creating an environment in that store. I mean, we're doing actually work right now with two or three very notable retailers around the onboarding, training, and development of that that store manager, that mm-hmm. transition from being in the store as a frontline employee into those other roles. And, you know, there's just a lot of critical pieces of that transition and helping create that environment at that store level that creates the outcomes, the business outcomes. So I think where we see it first is in the customer service metrics. But again, that's never going to be that's necessary, but not sufficient. It really is that holistic approach, I think, that drives superior outcomes across all of those critical metrics over time.
So you mentioned a couple of times investing in frontline staff. And, you know, maybe you can touch on how does investing in the frontline staff translate into a competitive advantage? You know, whether there's a tight labor market or, as you mentioned now, where it's not as tight, how does that translate into a competitive advantage?
I think there's two or three things that jump to mind right away. I mean, first, of course, is the customer experience, which we've touched on already. Related to that is turnover. So, you know, a superior experience for that frontline workforce is going to mean better retention, which means less cost for hiring, retraining, all of that kind of thing. And that is a very substantial drain on the bottom line of retailers. You know, lower turnover definitely equates to lower cost. And then the last piece I would say is that I think that having higher tenure, more skilled frontline workers actually just creates, again, if you think about the store experience as a bit of a kind of enclosed weather system, right? I mean, retail jobs are always going to have some turnover, right? That's just endemic to the situation. Having longer tenured frontline people who are getting access to training, that creates an environment for colleagues to come in and want to learn and stay, right? There's an incredible amount of value in having that core group of folks that may be changing over time because hopefully they're having advancement. They're going to new roles, becoming supervisors, et cetera. But that's a very important part of this that I think sometimes gets undervalued is just the importance of that experienced frontline workforce in onboarding the new workers. The other thing I'll just mention, we haven't touched on yet, you know, a couple of other strategies that I think are just really crucial in for this particular workforce population. One is schedule flexibility. You know, there's a lot of folks in this workforce that are balancing a lot of needs in their lives in terms of going to school, managing childcare, may only have limited transportation options, that kind of thing. And we've seen a lot of very positive outcomes from, you know, or in retailers that are doing creative ways of schedule management. And candidly, AI and other technology tools are giving us more and more options for how to manage that kind of thing in ways that are very, very supportive of high productivity and getting the coverage we need, while at the same time, you know, making it a lot less stressful for the store managers to make sure that they have the coverage. I think that AI is going to be another place where we're going to have a lot of supports for training and development as well. You know, sort of that, you know, kind of coach in the pocket of the associate as they're dealing with a specific issue, right? That kind of AI coach about, you know, how do I manage through this type of situation on the floor of the retailer? That kind of thing. So, you know, I don't think that AI is going to change the fundamental, you know, component of the in-store retail experience from a customer point of view that much for a while. It's coming, but I think AI tools can greatly enhance some of the things we're doing and lower costs, candidly, over time to provide our associates more effective, you know, kind of just in time, so to speak, training, provide, you know, managers with scenarios for coaching and feedback so that they can practice their skills in low stakes ways, all of those kinds of things.
I knew that it would be just a matter of time before we talked about AI. It seems to be creeping up into every conversation that we have today. Maybe if we just touch on one more concept about frontline roles and how do you see, and I think you touched on it a little bit in one of your answers, but I wanted to just maybe expand on it. How do you see the frontline roles evolving as retailers continue now to invest in the skill building and the career pathway of these employees?
I think there's two or three trends that we're seeing. One is the frontline role as the entry role for a lot of different higher skilled roles within an organization. You know, there's some very notable big brands that have done a really excellent job of creating career pathways from that frontline role into like HVAC technicians or, you know, drivers or other aspects of, you know, higher paid technical jobs that really do provide, a much higher wage. So I think that's one aspect of the skill building and career pathways. Another one, we see quite a lot of this. I happen to be sitting in Northern California, and I know there's other parts of the country where this is quite prevalent as well, is the partnership between employers of all types, but retailers, I think, have a very special role here with career pathways with community colleges and our state university system, right? Having ways for those frontline roles to be truly a pathway to higher education for many people. And through thoughtful partnerships, you know, training opportunities, again, flexible scheduling, that kind of thing, you know, I think some of the most promising ones are not just will pay for that, but are actually will invest in you, and then we want you to grow your career here. I think it takes more time and effort and energy on the part of the retailer to make that kind of program work, but I think the benefits are really, really quite great. And then the last thing I would say about career pathways is it's been true for a long time, but I think it's going to be even more true with the way our population is shifting, is that it's easy to think of the typical retail employee as that young person trying to get into their career. The other career pathway is for older people who need a, you know, kind of off ramp from a career, but who want to keep working or must keep working because they don't have the retirement benefits. And I think there's going to be even more innovation, honestly, in the next decade around what does it look like for someone, you know, late 50s to kind of have a next phase of their career, not just as a greeter. I mean, that's one of the classic types of roles, right? For that type of demographic, but really bringing their wisdom, their experience, their maturity into the retail workforce in a more sustained way.
Awesome. This is such a great topic. And thank you, Cheryl, for joining us today. And I look forward already to our next conversation. Today, we highlighted why employee experience has become a strategic priority, which investments drive meaningful impact, and how labor decisions shape both competitiveness and in-store execution. If you found this episode insightful, please share it with your operations, HR, and finance leaders as you rethink your labor strategy for the year ahead. Have a wonderful day.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60 Second Retail Podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO's services, or listen to previous episodes of 60 Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.